Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me our sermon title on the screen? Two Sides of One Coin. Based on our Old Testament reading from Jeremiah, these verses. Then the Lord God said to me, says Jeremiah, now I have put my words in your mouth to tear down and destroy and to build and to plant. I encourage you especially today to follow your sermon outline as we consider this theme, two sides of one coin. Someone once asked, what's the main job of a preacher? Well, what would your answer be? What is the main job of a preacher? I suggest that one answer is this. The main job of the preacher is to comfort the afflicted, but also to afflict the comfortable. That is, to proclaim the gospel of God's grace to those who are hurting, and to proclaim the law of God's judgment to those who are comfortable in their sin and unbelief. This well describes the ministry of the prophet Jeremiah, whose words we read this morning. Listen again to see if you can hear both the word of comforting the afflicted and also afflicting the comfortable. We call them law and gospel. The Lord God said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth to tear down and destroy and to plant and to build up. Israel, the people of God in Jeremiah's time, had rebelled against God. They turned away from God and they were comfortable in their sin and in their unbelief. And God had Jeremiah speak words of judgment to them to tear down and destroy those who were comfortable. And as they were later living in exile in the land of Babylon, disciplined by God, they repented. And in their affliction, they cried out to God for mercy. To these afflicted ones, God said Jeremiah to speak his word of grace, to build them up and to plant them back home in their homeland. This is a message of law and gospel, judgment and mercy, the two sides of one coin. This is well-balanced love. Both were necessary for the people of Israel in Jeremiah's time, and they are absolutely necessary for us today. There are certainly examples of unbalanced love today, only one side of the coin. And this morning we're going to briefly look at three examples of unbalanced love, one side of the coin, that apply to our human relationships and also our relationship with God. Please note your sermon outline. The first distortion of love, exaltation without expectation. This is the love that spoils. When a parent caters to a child's every demand without a call to obedience, the child soon learns the art of manipulation. If a child, or an adult for that matter, is given everything, they have a hard time appreciating anything. Enough is never enough. Exaltation may feel like love at the moment, but this so-called love without expectations can create a person who is selfish, self-centered, ungrateful, without respect for obedience, without respect for others. And here's the simple truth. Some of us adults never grow out of this. Some adults who never grown out of this, their life's motto is this: it's all about me, and it's all about what I want. But God's love is different. It exalts and it expects. It's two sides of one coin. God's love is a well-balanced love. God chose and loved and exalted Israel above all nations. But then he expected them to represent him in the world around them, to be his light in a world of darkness by their faith and by their obedience. But Israel wanted salvation without service. They wanted rewards without responsibility. And the result? The result was that God related to them in discipline so that they would see the error of their ways and return to him for forgiveness and healing. Now, please listen to the next part of this message especially. Make no mistake about it, child of God. God loves you. You are his precious son. You are his precious daughter. Like Israel, God has chosen, loved, and exalted you. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Yes, God exalts, but he also expects. What does he expect? The Lord Jesus put it so simply and clearly. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, and love your neighbor as yourself." That is to say, child of God, it's not all about you. Your life's motto as a Christian should not be, "It's about me and what I want." But if our relationship with God does not lead us to love him and love our neighbor, instead of just being concerned with ourselves, then we have become nothing more than spoiled children who need God's disciplining hand. His discipline is a part of his well-balanced love so we can be the people he has created us to be. Look at your sermon outline. Distortion of love number 2. Intensity without consistency. An example of this in human relationships would be honeymoon love, newly married people. Now, as nice as it is, honeymoon love will not last. Fireworks entertain, but if you want to find your way when darkness comes, we all need a constantly burning lamp. Feelings are nice, but commitment is what will see us through. Cotton candy is tasty, but meat and potatoes are more nutritional in the long run. Newly married couples will grow to learn the joy of growing in mature love from inconsistent excitement to level consistency. Consistency is the basis of trust. God's love for you and me is consistent. His love for you in Jesus Christ is consistent. It does not change. Here's what Holy Scripture says. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Almighty God tells you in his word about his consistent love, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And Jesus declares to you in Scripture, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, let me ask you a few questions this morning. The world around you has changed in your lifetime, hasn't it? Oh, my. Your personal circumstances and your relationships have changed, haven't they? You yourself over the years have changed in various ways. Now, it's been said that nobody likes change. It's also been said, the only thing that does not change in our life is this: everything changes. Well, hear the truth of Holy Scripture about Almighty God. His love for you, look here. His love for you is consistent. It never changes. His love for you and Jesus, well, look at your Savior on that cross. Again, as we do every Sunday, look at our Savior upon that cross. There is unchanging, consistent love. Now, so far we've talked about exaltation without expectation. We've talked about intensity without consistency. Note your sermon outline, please. The third distortion of love: praise without correction. A famous book by Dr. James Dobson, who who's in charge of the Christian ministry Focus on the Family. A book he wrote is entitled Love is Not Enough. This book demonstrates that parents who never put limits on their children's behavior, who give rewards without discipline, are doing a grave injustice to their child. Standards for behavior and clear-cut penalties help all children and adults in the home, in the school, in the workplace, in society. Discipline can be a fine expression of love. The biblical proverb puts it this way: spare the rod and spoil the child. This is not punishment based in anger. It's a tough love that exercises discipline for a reason, for protection, for teaching valuable lessons for now and the years to come. Even the Holy Scripture says in the book of Hebrews, the Lord loves those, the Lord disciplines those whom he loves. Now, when we experience God's discipline, we, as a child with a parent, can respond in two different ways. One way is anger and resentment. The other way is repentance and obedience, which helps us grow in our faith and maturity. Now, as we've laid out these three kinds of love that appear in our human relationships and our relationship with God, in contrast now, let's now discuss God's well-balanced love, the two sides of one coin. We read again from our sermon text from Jeremiah. The Lord said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth to tear down and destroy, and also to build and to plant. As we said earlier, this is God's twofold love. The entire sermon could be summarized by saying, as Joel told us this morning, the entire sermon could be summarized by saying, God loves us in two ways, with the law and the gospel. The law of God is God's word of judgment and warning because of our sin and rebellion. The gospel is God's word of mercy and forgiveness because he loves us so. A concluding story to this sermon will illustrate the point of the importance of the two loves of God, the two sides of one coin. This boyhood story comes from the life of Walter Wangeren Jr., a Lutheran author whose daddy used to be president of Concordia Lutheran College, now Concordia University, in Edmonton. Walter and his three young brothers were on a camping trip with their parents. And one morning, the boys snuck out of their tent while they were sleeping to go fishing. They found a high place on a ledge above a fast-moving river. The narrow ledge they had to crawl on was only about 8 inches wide. They had to crawl on one after the other. And just below the 12-foot ledge, the water pooled into a quiet pool before shortly down the river, it cascaded into thunderous waterfall. The boys figured out that this little ledge would be a safe place to fish. And they caught fish. They were so excited that they didn't pay any attention to the thundering of the water over the nearby falls. But then came their father. And from a distance, he screamed. From a distance, the boys saw the terror in their father's face. He yelled and he yelled, and he was not happy. Soon the boys saw their situation through the eyes of their father. One small slip and any of them could plunge from the ledge into their death in the raging waters below. They hated what their father revealed to them. They hated the predicament they had put themselves in, but all of their father's yelling and his judgment and warning could not move them off that ledge. His first act of love warned them and showed them their predicament, but now they would not and could not return the way from which they came. So now came the Father's second act of love, not just to reveal the truth, but to become the truth, not just to persuade them of the way, but himself to be the way. Their Father crawled on that narrow ledge himself, well aware of the danger. He came to them where they were, and he showed them how to grab onto his heel one at a time, trip by trip. He rescued them, that holding onto him, they could be brought back to safety. One by one, he rescued them. His well-balanced love both warned them and saved them. Today, we have spoken of the two loves of God, the law and the gospel. Two loves, not only to declare the seriousness of our sin, but also to come to us in Jesus Christ to forgive us and to save us. This is God's well-balanced love. This is the two sides of one coin. And we thank our Heavenly Father for loving us so. In the name of Jesus, amen.